Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. After the buoyant youthfulness of the 20s, romantic ardor returned in the songs of the 1930s, but so did irreverence. And most of the irreverent singers were women.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The songs are youthful even when they're not about first love. The people in them have taken some hard knocks, but they're still fighting back. It's how they fit the Depression sensibility. Many of the titles have an edge to them that suggests the irreverence in the lyric and the youthfulness in the point of view. It's what give these songs their moxie. Harry Roy's orchestra Keep Young and Beautiful and Frederick Hodges with Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Young and Healthy.
Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. So keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, don't fail to do your stuff. With a little powder and a buff, so keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
If you're wise, exercise all the fennel. Take it off, off of here, off of there. When you've seen anywhere with your hat on,
had a mouse awake in your head. So take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. So keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
That ain't my nature. I'm full of that vitamin A. Say, I'm young and healthy, so let's be old. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
Thank you.
Two 1933 songs by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Harry Roy's orchestra with Keep Young and Beautiful, and Frederick Hodges and Don Neely's orchestra, Young and Healthy. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The irreverent songs of the 30s trade in irritations and insults about sex, infidelity, and true love. They mix hope with skepticism. The Depression was no time for self-deception. It wasn't a decade that valued mere innocence, but there was always the hope that you'd land the one you want, despite the contrariness that came along for the ride. This song hides its skepticism behind a lilting waltz. Richard Rodgers provides the melody that can deceive you until it joins Lorenz Hart's skeptical lyric. Melanie Marshall and the Piccadilly Dance Orchestra, This Can't Be Love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no disrespects. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be. Still I love to look in your
From Rodgers and Hart's 1936 score to Boys from Syracuse, Melanie Marshall, This Can't Be Love. Very few of these songs refer to living in a city, but the individuals who speak in them take a consistently urban stance. They combine tough-mindedness with a readiness to give love another try. No lyricist caught that suspension of personal history better than Lorenz Hart, suspended but not forgotten. This character remembers everything that ever happened in a love affair, including the self-deception that believes the lie. But she's ready to give love another shot. Audra McDonald, I Wish I Were in Love Again.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled out fur of Cat and Cur, the finest mating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like white, and I wish I were in love again. Thank you.
Audra McDonald with Rodgers and Hart's 1937 I Wish I Were in Love Again. These songs feel like the bright side of torch ballads. From rueful dismay to melancholy to despair, torch ballads offer lessons in survival, if not hope. But these irreverent songs are unblinkingly alive to the ways of the world. The singers in them feel younger and more resilient. When things go bad, they fight back in the name of love. They've got grit. Alice Faye, Here's the Key to My Heart, and Judy Garland, You Can't Have Everything.
It may be moonlight madness, but now that we're alone, I gotta say that no one else can make me fall. You may forget my address, you may forget my phone, but don't forget the most important thing of all. Dear, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key.
That knocking at my door? Hey, young fella, what's all this knocking for?
Open the door and you'll find out.
Is it Joe?
No, it ain't Joe.
Is it Mickey?
What do you mean, Mickey?
Can't be Bill.
Barnacle Bill don't knock here no more.
Well, I suppose I won't know if I don't look and see. Watch out below, here comes the key. Gentlemen, gentlemen, what's all this noise? This is very indiscreet.
Where the officers and men
of the United States fleet.
My heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key. Got the key. Here's the key to my heart.
If you are a vexed one, a dreary, weary, and perplexed one, I've got trouble and he's got trouble and you're no better than the next one, you will find your share of bliss if you'll just remember this. They get, live and laugh and listen, don't be greedy, help the needy, and you gotta get lucky, yes indeedy, rich men, poor men, beggar or king, you just can't have everything, so thank your stars above, for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms to love. Thank you. be greedy, help the needy, and you gotta get lucky, yes indeedy. Rich man, poor man, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms to
From Richard A. Whiting and Sidney Clare's 1934 score to She Learned About Sailors, Alice Faye, Here's the Key to My Heart, and from Harry Revell and Matt Gordon's 1937 score to You Can't Have Everything, Judy Garland with the title song. These songs have bounce, and their lyrics look their opposite number square in the eye. They don't always win out, but they always let you know where they stand. They've been burned before, and they let you know the lessons they've learned. Alice Faye, who sang a lot of these songs, with Danger, Love at Work.
Your feet are on the ground, you're thinking sanely. You go about your business, happy and free. Then suddenly, your feet are off the ground. You're walking on moonbeams. It can happen to me, it can happen to you. And when it does, danger, love at work. Even though you can't detect it, listen when you least expect it, it knocks you down. Danger, love at work. When you do things sort of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid arrives in town. You're gonna go, you don't know when or where. Close your windows, lock your doors, better be careful. Danger, love at work. It's the old familiar story. When you think that night is glorious, that's the start. So don't you think that you're too smart. Even though you can't detect it, listen when you least expect it, it stops you, knocks you down. Danger, love that word. When you do things sort of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid arrives in town. You're gonna go, you don't know when or where.
Close your windows, lock your doors, close your windows, lock your doors. You better be careful.
Danger, love that word. It's the old familiar story. When you think that night is glorious, that's the start.
So don't you think you too darn smart. For you'll slip, la-da, and fall, oh, and break your heart. Oh,
when you think that night is over, that's the start. So don't you think that you're too smart.
If
you slip and fall, and you're gonna break, boom, boom, your heart.
Alice Faye with Harry Revell and Matt Gordon's 1937 Danger, Love at Work. Tart songs tell the truth about desolation. Irreverent ballads often tell similar truths and ask similar questions, but the tone and outlook are different, and tone and outlook are everything. A man may be a louse, but she doesn't plan to sit quietly by and take it. She can at least look him in the eye and tell him a few things. Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin wrote this parody of My Man for Fanny Bryce to sing in the 1936 Ziegfeld Follies. The message has changed. This is Ethel Shutter with He Hasn't a Thing Except Me.
Let me introduce a gentleman. High-class people call a louse. Not a very sentimental man. Nothing you'd want around the house. Yet he twists me round his finger. Funny that it's a rat I adore. Oh, I really can't tell why I'm under his spell. The chances are slim I'll ever see what I see in him. I give you his highness, a pain worse than sinus. Though I felt all hopped up the minute he popped up. It's easy to see he has nothing except me. I help out his brother, pay rent for his mother. Feel when I took him in, I carried his women. He's living for free, and he hasn't a thing except me. He's mon homme, that's French, you know. He can take my heart when he starts to clown. Just a bum, but the guy can make me take it when he ups and lets me down. Well, you get the idea. You know, I've been singing about this bum for 25 years under different titles and making a pretty good living out of him. He's always the same low life, always doing me dirt, but I keep loving him just the same. But can you imagine if I really ever met a jerk like that, what I would do to him? His talk isn't flowery, it's straight from the Bowery. Oh, he is the soul with whom I'd share the dole with. The one thing he's mastered, just getting plastered. He's maybe sadistic and maybe masochistic. He hasn't a thing except me.
Ethel Schutter, He Hasn't a Thing Except Me. The characters in these songs have learned hard lessons. What follows is an infectious comic tribute to lovers' discontent. For every good thing the lover says or does, he balances it with something lousy. The woman knows what he's doing, but she's hooked, and then the shoe skips to the other foot as he complains about her. They take turns berating each other, but they never stop loving each other. Jessica Stone and Christopher Fitzgerald, You're a Builder Upper.
Want to, you are able to make me feel that I'm Clark Gable. Then next minute you make me feel I'm something from the zoo. First you warm up, then you're distant. Never knew a girl so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a lissa, then I'm a datta, a taker on the chinner. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory. And that's my story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breakdowner, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this, then I'm a that, a taker on the chinner. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper.
A chaser-outer.
A goer-wither.
A pusher-frummer.
A clinger-to-er.
A shaker-offer.
A smiler-adder.
A squeezer-outer like you.
From Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and E.Y. Harburg's 1934 score, The Life Begins at 8:40, Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone, You're a Builder Upper. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. This view of love may start with complaining, but at least it doesn't end there. It soon moves on to encouragement about love and about sex. These women have given up being coy or demure. There's nothing conventionally ladylike about their pursuit of a man. Alice Faye, Young and Healthy, and Helen Ward, here's Love in Your Eye.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. when the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. Hey, I'm young and healthy. You're super fine. I'll grow younger every day if you'll only say you're mine.
From 1933, Alice Faye with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's Young and Healthy. And from 1936, Helen Ward with Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' Here's Love in Your Eye. These songs are grounded in the here and now. Despite their bounce and buoyancy, they fit their depression and their mix of skepticism and hope, their eagerness and their anxiety. These songs celebrate love. But the first has such delight that it's easy to overlook her anxiety about its permanence, while the second is joyful until the punchline. That's where the anxiety is. Alice Faye, My Fine Feathered Friend, and I've Got My Fingers Crossed.
While I just sit about, you know you've got me on a limb.
You think I'll stay around while you just play around. But let me warn you, the chances are slim. I know you love to fly, my fine feathered friend. Someday you'll fly too high, my fine feathered friend. I know that every birdie has to try his wings. And I can see you're planning, going places, seeing things. I'll make just one request, my sweet chickadee. Don't find some cuckoo's nest and fly out on me. We two belong together, what do you intend? You've got me up a tree, my fine feathered friend. My fine feathered friend. My fine feathered friend. I know that every bird has to try his wings. And I can see you're planning on going places, seeing things. I'll make just one request, my sweet chickadee. Don't find some cuckoo's nest and fly out on me. We two belong together, what do you intend? You've got me up a tree, my fine, fine feathered friend.
Fingers crossed, not that I'm superstitious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed, no wonder I'm suspicious, I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double on account of because I'm in love, yeah. I've got my fingers crossed, this thrill is so delicious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. Haven't you heard what happens? Give you my word, it happened like a thunderbolt, it came from out of nowhere. I only know how did I throw that seven? There's only one thing wrong. Maybe it won't last long.
Alice Faye with Jimmy McHugh and Cliff Friend's My Fine Feathered Friend, and McHugh and Ted Keeler's I've Got My Fingers Crossed. Rhythm ballads are up-tempo songs with a strong, insistent beat despite any sadness in the lyric. The content may be melancholy, even though the women who sing refuse to get down about it. They may be wounded, but they're also strong and independent. the Boswell sisters, was that the human thing to do?
Never thought that anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you leave a note way behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold, but after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? I'm not trying to patch things up. What's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around till I learned you care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do? You err as human, I heard you say. Forgiveness is divine. But all the sweet things that you may say can't mend this heart of
The Boswell sisters with Sammy Fain and Joe Young's 1931, Was That the Human Thing to Do? The unhappiness in the Torch-like song springs from a change. Everything was going so well, and then he was unfaithful, he fell out of love, or he left. Nothing was the same, but she hung on, her spirit unbroken. There's a change worth celebrating with a still vibrant voice, especially when love arrives at last. Very few of these songs are about first-time lovers. Carla Norman with Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, You Turned the Tables on Me, and Alice Faye, I Didn't Know You'd Get That Way.
Thank you.
you turn the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought those lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me. Call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Big naughty boy, how you do, what you do. it out. Oh, I didn't know, you rascal, you. Oh, I didn't know, but now I do. Oh, you rascal, you. I didn't know you'd get that way.
Carla Normand with Louis Alter and Sidney Mitchell's 1936 You Turned the Tables on Me, and Alice Faye with Joseph Meyer, Cliff Friend, and Jack Yellen's 1935 I Didn't Know You'd Get That Way. Right from the start, you hear the irreverence in these songs, beginning with their titles. Are You in the Mood for Mischief? Shake Your Powder Puff. You're a Sweet Little Headache. It's also important to recognize that sometimes the endings are happy. The spunk and sparkle pay off in this duet by Dick Powell and Rosemary Lane. I'm like a fish out of water.
Everybody says I'm witty. I can't even please my boss. I took Pelmanism to give me magnetism so I could put myself across. And so it really seems a pity you put me at a total loss. I'm like a fish out of water when I'm with you, as helpless as Morgan swinging it on the organ, or Mae West playing an ingenue. Every time that I'm with you, I'm like a fish out of water when you're around. I'm like Eddie Cantor doing a Vandy Vanter, or Charles E. Lindbergh upon the ground. Whenever you're around, I feel so small, and I get red as a bee. I trip and fall, I'm all hands and feet. I'm quite a card and a cut-up around the boys, but you make me shut up and lose my poise. It's a funny thing what love can do. I'm like a fish out of water with you. I get red as a bee. I trip and fall, I'm all hands and feet. I'm quite a card and a cut up around the boys, but you make me shut up and lose my poise. It's a funny thing what love can do. I'm like a fish out of water with you.
Dick Powell and Rosemary Lane with Richard A. Whiting and Johnny Mercer's 1937, I'm Like a Fish Out of Water. At the risk of mixing a metaphor, the self-aware young women who populate many songs from the Great Depression are part of what gave that dark decade its push forward and kept its nose above water. You can hear it in the lyrics and how they sang them. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.